Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. IATA, airline passenger demand keeps booming. The 2025 New Year's resolution for the aerospace manufacturing sector must be finding a fast and durable solution for their supply chain issues. The International Air Transport Association, IATA, has published data regarding global passenger demand for November 2024, highlighting several key points. Total demand, as measured in revenue passenger kilometers, RPK, increased by 8.1% in comparison to November 2023. Total capacity, indicated by available seat kilometers, ASK, rose by 5.7% year-on-year. The load factor for November reached 83.4%, reflecting an increase of 1.9 percentage points from November 2023, marking a record high for the month. International demand experienced a significant rise of 11.6% compared to November 2023. Capacity grew by 8.6% year-on-year, with the load factor also at 83.4%, up by 2.3 percentage points from the previous year. This robust growth in demand was primarily driven by strong performances from carriers in Europe and the Asia-Pacific region. Domestic demand saw an increase of 3.1% relative to November 2023. Capacity rose by 1.5% year-on-year, and the load factor was recorded at 83.5%, which is an increase of 1.2 percentage points compared to November 2023. Domestic revenue passenger kilometers, RPK, experienced a 3.1% increase compared to the previous year, reflecting a slight deceleration from the 3.5% growth recorded in October. All markets exhibited signs of stable growth, with the exception of the United States, which experienced a 2.7% contraction, a decline more pronounced than the 1.2% year-on-year decrease noted in October. This contraction is part of a broader trend of slowing growth in the U.S. domestic market since June 2024, primarily attributed to reduced activity from low-cost carriers. In contrast, mainline carriers in the U.S. have continued to report growth during the same time frame. All regions experienced growth in international passenger markets in November 2024 when compared to November 2023. Europe recorded the highest load factors at 85%. While the Asia-Pacific region led in growth, achieving a 19.9% year-on-year increase in demand. Airlines in the Asia-Pacific region reported a 19.9% year-on-year rise in demand, with capacity increasing by 16.2% and a load factor of 84.9%, reflecting an improvement of 2.6 percentage points compared to November 2023. European airlines experienced a 9.4% year-on-year growth in demand, with a capacity increase of 7.1%. The load factor stood at 85%, which is an increase of 1.8 percentage points from November 2023. Middle Eastern Airlines noted an 8.7% year-on-year increase in demand, with capacity rising by 3.9%. The load factor reached 81%, marking an increase of 3.6 percentage points compared to November 2023. North American Airlines recorded a 3.1% year-on-year increase in demand, with a capacity rise of 1.6%. The load factor was 81%, which is an increase of 1.1 percentage points from November 2023. Latin American Airlines saw an 11.4% year-on-year increase in demand, with capacity climbing by 11.9%. The load factor was 84.4%, reflecting a decrease of 0.4 percentage points compared to November 2023. African Airlines experienced a 12.4% year-on-year increase in demand, with capacity up by 6%. The load factor improved to 72.9%, an increase of 4.1 percentage points compared to November 2023. November was another month of strong growth in the demand for air travel with an overall expansion of 8.1%. The month was also another reminder of the supply chain issues that are preventing airlines from getting the aircraft they need to meet growing demand. Capacity growth is lagging demand by 2.4 PPTS and load factors are at record levels. Airlines are missing out on opportunities to better serve customers, modernize their products, and improve their environmental performance because aircraft are not being delivered on time. The 2025 New Year's resolution for the aerospace manufacturing sector must be finding a fast and durable solution for their supply chain issues, said Willie Walsh, IATA's Director General. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.